Listen, it's The Bert Show.
You want to believe there's a balance of life, right? You just go through some months where things are crappy. But you also know that in the balance of life, for every month where things are going to be crappy, you know what? It's going to pass. And you're going to have a month of great stuff. And then back and forth, blah, 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 blah. Oh, not Cassie. Oh, she's... The good news is you've got like 3 years of good luck coming to you.
More than that.
Based on what's been going on the last couple of years, and the hits just keep on coming.
Or this is karma. I don't know. I like to think of it as like a yin and a yang, right? So whatever you experience for me, like all this bad luck, I'm like, maybe it is preventing me from something worse down the line. But there comes a point when you look back and you're like, am I in a Shakespearean play? Because this is a comedy of errors. Like, I have pissed off somebody somewhere in the universe and they are trying to beat me down. Because if you weren't listening earlier and you can catch up on our podcast, I had not one, not two, not three, not four, but five trees hit my house last week.
One tree for every Bert Show member.
Yes.
Right here behind a mic right now. Can you name these trees? That would
yes,
be great.
Yes, I will name them after all of you. Now, technically, it was two trees and then half, 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 like, because the other trees broke them in half, but still, five different trees.
Abby and I will take the halves.
Yes. Oh, perfect. And one came through the living room while my husband and I were in the living room, but I looked at that and I was like, well, this sucks, but if it's going to have to happen... It happened in almost the best way possible. No one was hurt.
It's a miracle no one was hurt. Mm-hmm. When you, the size of those trees, like the trees fell on the front of your house and you could still see them on the back of your house.
Oh, they smashed our car, which was on the back side of the house. Like they were that big. There's huge logs everywhere.
So you got to check in on home insurance and also on car insurance now?
Well, yes, I think we're including the car as part of the comprehensive claim.
Okay.
But we also drove my pretty much brand new car through a pothole a couple of weeks ago. But it was dark and it was filled with water. So it looked like a shallow puddle. And it was a very, very like 1.5 foot deep pothole. And so it messed up the entire underneath of the car. Stuff has fallen off. The like fan blade is rattling now. So we technically have a claim out on the house and both cars right now.
Wow.
Good thing you signed that new contract with that raise.
Yeah.
You're going to need it.
Thank God I signed it already, or else I feel like I wouldn't even get it. But so I'm like, you know what? This sucks, but things are good. We have insurance. Thankfully, the kids weren't hurt. We weren't hurt. We'll be fine, you know? And so I'm trying to keep like a very positive, upbeat attitude. It is what it is kind of thing.
Your meds are working.
Yes, they are. They really are.
When I was talking to you about this at the party on Saturday night, I was stunned by how like, almost a matter of fact you were about it.
Because there's nothing I can do. Like, right. Worrying and crying over it isn't going to change anything. Like, we just have to do what we got to do.
Then she was talking to me and another friend about it, and we're like, no, you should be pissed.
Right.
Like, you deserve to be mad. It's okay. You can cry if you want to. We totally get it. We're not going to judge.
Well, you know, and people are fighting harder battles, and I'm like, in the grand scheme of things, it's material objects. Like, it can be fixed or repaired or replaced.
Oh, no, keep going.
Well, then... So I have this attitude, and I'm actually feeling pretty proud of myself because I'm like, what a great way to approach life. Like, this is feeling good.
It is.
I'm not upbeat, but like, we're going to get through this. And then the universe is like, hold my beer. And so we are eating out at a restaurant, and I have very weak ankles. Like, we've talked about how I've broken them a number of times on the show. It started when I was in high school. I played tennis. I rolled them all the time. So I can literally roll my ankle in no shoes at all, like bare feet. I'm walking with my son in hand, like he's walking next to me, and there is the barest little lip of a curb as it like sort of, you know how you'll do that for like wheelchair access or whatever. I don't see it. I roll my ankle and I face plant into a metal trash can in public in front of everyone, knocking my poor son down. He was fine, but I got all like sprained wrist, twisted ankle. They're okay now. It was minimal, but I walked into that restaurant and I was just like crying behind my sunglasses. I'm like, what? Why?
Why?
Like as if it wasn't enough. Then we get an Airbnb and the gas is out. And because the hot water is powered by the gas, we don't have any hot water. And I haven't like showered in days at this point.
That's a problem for all of us.
Well, no, I came into the gym at the office early this morning to shower, just so you guys know.
Thank you.
It's just, you're welcome. I didn't wash my hair, though. You can tell. But it's just been like one thing after the other. And the house, we had just finished renovations. We had been putting off for 9 years. My father-in-law was with us for the past 3 months working on the house. And half of that stuff got smashed through. We had just saved and paid for it all.
I feel like this started way before that. Like Chad's injury, your husband's injuries.
Yes, my husband fell off a ladder and blew out his knee. I had severe postpartum depression, broke my ankle. My grandmother died. My mom got diagnosed with breast cancer, which isn't me. Like, that's not my bad luck, but it affects me.
It's your orbit. Yeah,
it's in my world. We've been sick nonstop. I had to miss one of my really good friend's birthday parties because I didn't want to get everyone sick. I almost had to miss Bert's birthday party because of the trees.
Five trees fell through your house.
Was not going to miss it. And so it's just been like things that aren't a big deal. Like, you would step back and you'd be like, oh, whatever. You got out of a car and the paper bag with all your liquor bottles and it just ripped and busted all over the ground because that happened this weekend for no reason.
Wow. Do you want me to smudge you tomorrow?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, it's so many little things. It's like the universe is like chipping away, like, you're gonna break.
I can finally use my powers for good. Because remember, because I got my period during the eclipse, so I'm a white witch. I will smudge you tomorrow.
Okay.
And we will get rid of all this negativity.
Okay.
Your insurance claim is gonna go super smooth.
Good.
The house is gonna get fixed. You're gonna get a new roof. You guys are gonna be in the clear when it comes from a medical standpoint for the rest of the year. I'm gonna smudge the ass out of you,
please, because my son's been to the ER twice this year already. Just help me. God. Help me.
Things that sound dirty that aren't. I am going to smudge that S out.
I'm going to smudge you so hard.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.